Time for a look at the news on this a Wednesday. It's the 7th day of April for 2021. Amador County Public Health has reported 33 more cases of COVID-19 since last Tuesday's update, bringing the total laboratory-confirmed case count to 1,708, with one more death. The individual who passed was a female in her 40s. The new cases include 16 males and 17 females, three children under the age of 18, 18 aged 18 to 49, 8 aged 50 to 64, and 4 over 65 years of age. One Amador resident is currently hospitalized. Next week, the COVID-19 testing site will change hours of operation. As of Monday, April 12th, no-cost testing will be available on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Health and Human Services Building rear parking lot off Conductor Boulevard and Lower Ridge Road. Drop-in testing is available. Well, Governor Newsom and California health officials announced yesterday that it's anticipated that on June 15th, all industries across the state may return to usual operations and continued risk reduction measures such as masking and vaccinations. Now, this is all with continued risk reductions such as masking and vaccinations. The move to fully reopen the economy will be linked to sufficient vaccine supply and low disease burden. More information may be found on the California Department of Public Health website. Last week, Amador Public Health expanded COVID-19 vaccination clinics to include individuals 18 years of age and older who live or work in the county. Vaccine appointments may be scheduled by accessing clinic registration links on the Amador County webpage. Appointments are currently available this week on Thursday and Friday using Moderna vaccine, in addition to next week on Friday, April 16th, using Johnson & Johnson single-dose vaccine. Over 21,000 COVID-19 vaccine doses have been administered in Amador to date. Well, the Ione City Council moved forward with an ordinance regulating Airbnb and other short-term rentals, heard a proposal for the use of Preston Castle, and reviewed requests for professional services for the city. The council voted to proceed with the first reading of a new ordinance that would allow Airbnb and other short-term rentals in Ione residential areas. Such rentals have not been previously allowed by the city code and will now require a staff-level review and hearing. The council directed that the ordinance strengthen language that requires nearby residents to be informed when rentals are reviewed by the city. The council also heard a presentation from the Historic Preston Foundation, a local nonprofit, on a proposal to restore and reopen the Preston School of Industry as a vocational academy and historic landmark. The council took no action. And they also heard requests for proposals for a city engineer and operation of the city sewer plant. Both were carried over to further meetings as council members wished to make changes to the requests. In the case of the sewer plant, the council debated if the city wished to continue to contract for an outside consulting firm or manage the wastewater system with city personnel themselves. Well, the Amador Water Agency Board of Directors have scheduled two public workshops on the study that's underway on the agency's water and wastewater rates, Monday, April 12th at 10 a.m. and Thursday, April 15th, 10 a.m. The public is invited to participate and provide input via Zoom or by phone. Rate studies are conducted according to industry standards to ensure that a utility's financial health is maintained, that the agency is setting a course towards meeting future financial obligations, and is in compliance with state law. Rate studies analyze both rate structures, how customers charge for service, and the rates, the amount paid per unit of water and for wastewater service. Now, the rate study is being performed by a third-party consultant that specializes in setting utility rates. Well, Caltrans has begun a major culvert replacement project at various locations throughout Amador and Alpine counties. Existing drainage culverts beneath Highways 16, 49, and 88 move surface water and stream flow across or from the highway and provide protection against flooding. The Caltrans Maintenance Engineering Culvert Inspection Team reported that at least 47 culverts within this project area have exceeded their design life and have begun to deteriorate. If these culverts are not rehabilitated or replaced, undermining will occur and compromise the roadwork. Work is scheduled in Amador County on Highway 16 from the Sacramento County line to Highway 49 and Highway 49 from Highway 16 west to Main Street, and in Alpine County on Highway 88 from the Amador County line to Woods Lake Road. Flaggers will perform one-way traffic control. Motorists should expect 10-minute delays. Alternate routes should be taken whenever possible. The project is scheduled to be completed later this winter. The $9.4 million project is made possible through funding by Senate Bill 1, the Road Repair and Accountability Act of 2017. And CAL FIRE continues with a prescribed burn today in Calaveras County. Smoke may be visible in the northeastern portion of the county, 4 miles north of Wilseyville near Winton Road and in the West Point area. The prescribed burn will be taking place between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. again today and again tomorrow. The vegetation management plan will include 2 engines, 1 fire crew, and cooperating agencies to reduce forest fuels in strategic locations within the project area. Additional burns are planned in the project area throughout spring and next winter, depending on fuel and weather conditions. CAL FIRE again is asking that you not report the burn as a wildfire and that you also try to stay clear of the area. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Local news brought to us today by Howard's Body Shop and Volcano Communications. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's KVGCRadio.com.